Ralph Waldo Emerson, he explained the mind in this way. He said, the mind is such a thing that it could make hell into heaven or heaven into hell. So what is it? Just like today. For some of you, this is like heaven, being in Krishna's temple. So nice and hot. And what is the heat? The heat is so many sincere and wonderful devotees. Because we're crowded together, it's creating wonderful, auspicious, purifying heat. Yes? You can see it that way and rejoice. And we're hearing nice subject matter. And there is Thakurji, Sri Radha Gopinath presiding over, and so many esteemed guests. And somebody else may be thinking, it's hot, and I'm tired. And God, I came here to eat the ice cream. Why is he speaking so long? So it's just a matter of attitude. The ice cream's there. Please be patient. So we could make a hell out of heaven or a heaven out of hell with our own mind. I was telling the story some time back about when I was in a train in India, and it was so crowded. It was a third class train. This was in 1970. And the capacity said something like 60 people, and there was probably 300 people in that train. And it was during the monsoon rain season. It was so hot. And in the middle of a rice paddy, there was a flood. We just sat there for about 8 hours, and we couldn't get out. There was no wind. They turned off the fans. It was very difficult. And I was so tired. I was being crushed. And somehow I found a place under a seat on a filthy, dirty floor. And people were eating peanuts above me and blowing the shells and the skins on my face. And I was getting kicked in the head by all people in the front and the back of me. But I had that little space. It was a space where I could actually lay down after about 40 hours. I could finally lay down. And I was so happy. I was so grateful. I tell you honestly that there is no person in the penthouse of the Taj Mahal Hotel who is more happy with their accommodations than I was. Why? Because it's a matter of perception. They're taking it for granted. They pay their money, they go to sleep, and they're probably complaining, oh, well, the air conditioner's not the right temperature, like that. But because of the desperate situation, it was heaven. Hell became heaven. It's just a matter of positive attitude.